Good day, Tokers and Tokettes. Radical Russ here at the Museum of Drug Policy, a very interesting temporary three-day museum that's just popped up here on Park Avenue, and I've run into Dr. Sue Sisley. Hello, Dr. Sue.
Hi, everybody.
Now, we're really excited to talk to you because the rumor has it there's this brand new organization that's going to be kicking ass on drug reform. Tell us all about it.
Yes, we're a new nonprofit called Doctors for Cannabis Regulation, and we just launched yesterday, and we're so thrilled. We had a terrific teleconference with tons of media outlets talking about the important, you know, basically what we're trying to do is create a sanctuary for physicians to speak publicly about their support of full adult legalization in this country. And we, are really thrilled to finally see common sense and public health prevail over drug war propaganda.
So this is going beyond doctors calling for medicinal applications of cannabis, but also calling for decriminalization, regulation, legalization as a harm reduction measure?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually don't even focus on medical cannabis. That's not part of our mission. We're strictly, laser focused on trying to end prohibition nationally. And then ultimately, our board hopes to expand internationally and work with other countries. You know, we've already gotten tons of inquiries from physicians worldwide who've heard about our group, who want to participate and see if we can help influence their drug policy also. So we're basically focused squarely on full adult legalization, creating a tax and regulate model in all the states so that ultimately the idea would be to remove physicians as gatekeepers from these medical cannabis programs. I don't think any of us like the idea of being a gatekeeper for a God-given plant that has never been put through the proper drug development process. We want, you know, the plant to be fully decriminalized, descheduled, not rescheduled. That's important to emphasize. We don't believe in rescheduling at all. We know that it has to be descheduled in order to achieve full legalization, in order to achieve the end of these absurd barriers to research. And that's a big part of how I entered this. The reason I was so enthusiastic about joining this board of directors is because, of course, we've become experts in the barriers to marijuana research over the last 6 years with our PTSD study being systematically impeded by the government. I've got firsthand knowledge now on how the government has been able to stonewall this study, because the truth is you cannot study the cannabis plant, the efficacy of the cannabis plant, in an atmosphere of prohibition. We've proven that it's impossible to do this. And so most scientists can't afford to be languishing for 6 years waiting for a study to get underway. And so we are eager to see legalization implemented nationally and to see research finally flourish in this country.
20 years ago, when we saw the first major breakthrough, California and Arizona passed medical cannabis initiatives. Of course, Arizona's called for a prescription, so it didn't work. But the reaction from the federal government, the Clinton administration, specifically Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, was to try to shut down doctors' free speech rights, to go after them if they even recommended cannabis. We had to go to the Supreme Court to get that right. So who are on your board of directors, these brave doctors, and how difficult is it to get doctors to speak out like this?
Yeah, well, it's surprising how easily we managed to get 53 physicians, some of the most prominent, highly credentialed physicians in the country, to join not just the board of directors, but this growing list of founding members. And we're so pleased because these are really mainstream physicians. I mean, one of the problems is that the docs who usually speak out about this are often sort of on the fringe. They're often naturopaths and folks. But these are mainstream MDs and DOs that are acknowledging that the harms of criminalizing this plant and saying this must end, that we view this as a public health crisis now. The racial disparities are sickening and it needs to stop. And I'm really proud of it. And I think what you'll see is the quality of the physicians who've taken the lead in this group, people like that you probably know these names, the incredible Julie Holland, the author of the Pot Book. We have Donald Abrams on our honorary board, Andy Weil on our honorary board, some just terrific people. We have former Surgeon General John Jocelyn Elders calling for full legalization. And, you know, so, and yesterday we even had Wesley Clark join. Yes. And Wesley Clark participated in this national teleconference and said some really powerful things about why this is so urgent. So I think we're in a great position to be able to bring along a lot of new doctors and create a real sanctuary for physicians to finally feel free to come out and speak openly about this. Because the truth is, when you talk to, when I speak to my physician colleagues privately, whether it's in the doctor's lounges, at dinners and things, we always talk about how unfair, how unjust it is that our society continues to criminalize this plan. But to get them to speak on the record about that has been impossible. So now we're going to create a forum where they can come out and talk about this without fear of retribution and reprisal, because they're going to be surrounded by other like-minded physicians who are also at the level they are, and they're going to hopefully find the courage to do that. We're really thrilled about, we're getting a lot of momentum. We had an incredible piece in the Washington Post last week where they highlighted, you know, they went over all the mission of the group and the vision moving forward. And one of the interesting things was they quoted DuPont in the article, who said, who's clearly a prohibitionist.
And Robert DuPont.
Yeah, Robert DuPont said, and I'm not quoting him properly, but he said that he thinks that, you know, ending prohibition is an incredibly idiotic idea, and that he said that he thinks that the criminal justice system is an extremely effective method of treating addicts. So it's so helpful when we have opponents like that who are making completely absurd statements like that, that we can easily challenge publicly. And I think that the public support for our work, you know, it's great to be on the side of common sense and good reasoning. And we feel like we're taking the right position here. And people like Robert DuPont are completely out of step with the rest of the public.
The American Medical Association hasn't even come around on medical cannabis. How are you going to interface with that organization and get them to come around?
Well, the good news is we don't need them. I mean, organized medicine has become, completely irrelevant. You know, over the last few decades, they've lost, you know, millions of members. You know, there's very few. In most states, organized medicine represents under 20% of the physician community. And so that's... it's great that there's most doctors are free thinkers, and they don't need to look to organized medicine to tell them how to view this idea. The issue about ending unfair drug reforming drug policies that are bad for patients is a common sense issue. It's actually embedded in the AMA Code of Ethics. If you see one of the principles of our ethical code is that we will abide by the laws of our nation, but we will also seek to change laws that are detrimental to our patients. And this is a clear damage to patients. The harms of criminalization are so obvious, and I think that we have a duty as physicians who see the harms of criminalizing this plan every day, to see families torn apart, to see lives ruined by being thrown in cages and all. It's so obvious that we have a duty to our patients and to our communities to take a very public stand on this now and stop living in complacency. And I'm really excited to go toe-to-toe with the AMA, and if they don't come around, certainly we'll be eager to debate them at every turn and show them why their thinking is so antiquated and why it's time to come together with the rest of society and say that, you know, that's what this was supposed to be about, right? UNGAS was supposed to be about finally reevaluating antiquated drug policies and creating reform, but I don't see that happening here. And and that's sad. I mean, we're all here with each other, at least, creating a groundswell of support, and hopefully we'll be able to stop people along the way and persuade them to reconsider their, you know, old thinking.
Let's hope so. Final question. We ran into you first because you were granted that FDA study rights for PTSD and medical cannabis. Can you give us a quick update on that?
Yeah. The good news is that we're getting closer to starting. After 6 years of being impeded by the government, we had a successful DEA inspection a few weeks ago, and the DEA Schedule 1 license is the only thing prohibiting us from moving forward. Once we get a Schedule 1 license, I'll be allowed to purchase marijuana study drug from the University of Mississippi. I'll be able to then start screening patients. We'll create an 800 number for veterans to call and be screened so we can enroll patients both at my site in Phoenix, and we have a second site at the Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. So we're really thrilled. I will be announcing some big news later this week after 420 about the study, which I'm excited to update you on. But so far, things are looking optimistic finally after so many years of delays. That's how the DEA usually has won at this, is they've by suppressing scientific research, you can't create, you know, there's no opportunity to look at data that might legitimize cannabis as medicine. So I always felt that was their strategy here. But I'm starting to see that we're breaking through, and the DEA is starting to realize the public pressure on them to stop blocking this work. So hopefully later in the week, we'll be able to update you on this big announcement.
That's great stuff. Dr. Sue Sisley, tell us the name of the organization again and any contact info people need to join.
Yes, absolutely. So it's Doctors for Cannabis Regulation. It's the hashtag is Doctors Say Legalize, and the website is dfcr.org.
dfcr.org. Check it out. Sue, thank you for joining us.
You got it.